T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we are, and welcome into the Players Show here on WWL, AMFMN.com. I'm Christian Garrick, joined now by Cesar Ruiz, Saints rookie offensive lineman. Cesar, how are you? Thanks for giving us some time and joining the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So I imagine did you was last night your first hurricane experience?
Nah, I've had a few.
Okay.
I've had about 3 or 4.
Because you went to IMG in Florida, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple in New Jersey. I had a couple in New Jersey growing up. Had a good one at IMG. And, that was my last one.
Okay. Well, good. Everything worked out for you guys? You're good?
Except I can't play my Xbox tonight. But everything else is doing great.
No power?
No Wi-Fi. I have power. Okay, no good. Wi-Fi.
Okay, I got you. Cesar Ruiz, Saints offensive lineman here on the Players Show. And Cesar, this is your first year, first time doing the show. This is a kind of tell your journey, you know what I mean? Tell the Cesar Ruiz journey of where he is today in the National Football League and how he got there. At what age did you start playing football?
I started playing football when I was 10 years old.
Okay, 10. That's later than most. I mean, some start 8 years old. Was there a reason why you started at 10, or you just happened to be that time?
Yeah, just so happened to be that time, the right time to play.
Where'd you you grew up in Camden. Did you play Camden, New Jersey? Did you play in Camden? Is that where your league was?
Yeah, I played for the Whitman Park Tigers in Camden, New Jersey.
How much do you think about those days now that you're in the NFL?
I do sit back and think about it sometimes, how quickly everything went by, but I just think about how far I came from those young days, from when I really didn't know what I was doing, to how serious I took things and how far it took me in life.
Do you remember your coach, your head coach?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You still talk to him?
Yeah, I keep in contact with him all the time.
That's pretty neat. So, started playing at 10. What positions did you play? Were you automatically a D-line or offensive lineman guy?
Yeah, I played center. I played center and a defensive tackle.
Okay, because sometimes, you know, running backs end up playing offensive line later in life as they get bigger or what have you, or a tackle might end up getting leaner and playing tight end later in life. So you've been on the offensive line from the moment you started playing football.
Yeah, I only carried the ball once in my entire life.
How'd you do?
I got a first down. That's the bright side. I fumbled, though.
Oh, well,
I fumbled. I picked it back up.
Okay, all right. So how many yards total in that one carry?
My career rushing stats are 1 rush for 9 yards with a fumble for 1 yard. So I give it 1 rush for 10 yards.
I got you. Cesar, did you play in your league? Was there a weight limit to where, you know, if you were above a certain weight, you couldn't be a ball carrier, you had to play on the offensive line or anything like that?
Oh, no, I just played in a league where it just went by age. It didn't matter how big you were or anything. If your birth certificate said you were 12, you were 12.
All right, so youth ball, middle school ball, and then where'd you play high school ball? And just talk about your first couple of years in high school, where you played and some of the success that you guys had.
Yeah, I went to 2 different high schools. For 2 years, my freshman and sophomore year, I went to Camden High School in, of course, Camden, New Jersey. My freshman year, didn't really play varsity at all. I probably played a couple snaps. I don't even think I ever had a whole series, but I was playing freshman in JV my whole freshman year. My sophomore year I ended up starting, and after that, that's when things took off. My sophomore year, I kind of blew up on the scene. Got a scholarship, an opportunity to go to IMG Academy. And once I got there, it was really like one of the biggest decisions I made at that age. I made a decision when I was 15. And, you know, that's a boarding school in Bradenton, Florida. And basically, I spent 2 years there graduated early, ended up in Michigan.
Cesar Ruiz, Saints offensive lineman here on the Player Show. We got plenty more. Stick around, Cesar. We're going to have some fun over the next 45 minutes. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here with Saints offensive lineman, Cesar Ruiz. Cesar, so we got your journey so far. We pick it up in Bradenton at IMG. I think your junior year, then senior year. When did you start getting offers from college football teams?
I started getting offers when I was sophomore, when I was my sophomore year. That's when everything started to pick up.
How many? I mean, were those SEC offers, Big Ten offers, right out of the gate?
Some of my early offers were. I remember my first offer was Temple. Then my next offer was from South Carolina, and then like after that, it was then the big school, like the real big school, started coming in, like Alabama and like Auburn and old schools started coming in right after that, my sophomore year.
Yeah, I mean, you had a number of offers from SEC schools, Big Ten schools. Why Michigan?
Michigan just stood out really compared to every other school and everybody else that offered me. You know, the way they recruited me and just everything the school, not just football, had to offer, you know, just a great school. You know, I have a degree that holds weight. And, you know, it was just a perfect fit for me.
What did you major in? What's your degree in?
I majored in general studies with a minor in marketing entrepreneurship.
Nice. Okay. So tell us about Jim Harbaugh. What's he like as a coach?
Yeah, he's a real fun coach. Really intense. I mean, he definitely is a great coach. He definitely brought the professional aspect to Michigan, and I can, you know, say that's true now because, you know, I'm playing professional football, so it's very similar to how he ran things.
So Michigan, 4 years, get a degree, ready for the NFL. At what point did you, in your college career, maybe even in your life, did you realize you had a chance to play in the National Football League?
Yeah, I actually only played 3 years at Michigan. I'm finishing up my degree. I have 18 credits left to finish.
Okay.
So I'm finishing those up. But, I mean, I've realized that, you know, I could play in the NFL after my senior year of high school, and I think I'll say after my first start as a freshman in college, you know, after I started, you know, get used to things, you know, my first couple games as a freshman, I was just working through things, trying to get comfortable. And once I got comfortable, I started to realize, you know, I was getting pretty good and was able to move people and do a lot of stuff. And then, you know, just from there, you know, it was my ultimate goal to go to the NFL. So I think that's when I realized, you know, I could go. And after my junior year, you know, after I saw my film and started seeing all like the, you know, the talks and all the projections and stuff like that, I was like, yeah, I guess this could really happen.
Cesar, is it true? I mean, I might have gotten this wrong. You might have to correct me, but did you not get called for a holding penalty in your entire time at Michigan, or was it for a stretch there? I think maybe your junior year.
No, that's 100% true. I haven't had a holding call in college in my college career. I've had a. The only penalties I've had were a legal man downfield, which comes from, like, you know, the RPO games, spread offenses, and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of one of those things built in. It might happen just because of the way the scheme is. Hey, before we get back to your journey, I got to ask you, as a big guy, what did you think of Eric McCoy a couple weeks ago, laying him down, picking him up and laying him down on that run, that big long run from Alvin Kamara? He got down the field.
Oh, yeah. I mean – I was just You're talking about, was it the Packers game?
Yeah, I think it was the Packers game.
Yeah, I was on the field, and I was, following Alvin. But from the corner of my eye, I just see Eric to my left just sprint, just full speed. And he was moving faster than Alvin at the time. I was like, sheesh. You know what I'm saying? I knew Eric was fast, but I was like, man, he's moving right now. So I tried to catch up, but I couldn't catch neither one of them. So
yeah, he was picking him up and putting him down. Caesar, so did you have, prior to the draft, did you have any conversations with the Saints, whether it was at the combine? I don't know if you were at any other postseason workouts or anything like that. Did you have any contact with the Saints?
Yeah, I had an interview with the Saints at the combine, and I had a scheduled workout, but it was canceled due to COVID.
Sure. What do you remember about that meeting?
I had so many meetings that week that, I can't really remember too much about it, but I remember that was one of the meetings where I could say I was learning, in different meetings, you get questioned and different things like that. I was actually learning in that meeting, when they were teaching me different terminologies and things like that and having me reiterate it back to them. That was actually one of the meetings where I was actually learning a lot of different things.
That's a good anecdote, just because, so there were some meetings that you weren't learning, you already knew what they were talking about?
Yeah, no, there were some meetings where we didn't even watch film. It was it was a lot of different meetings, man. Everybody has their own way. It was some meetings I didn't even watch film, and it was just, people just getting to know me and, different things like that. Every team that did a little different.
You remember who was at that meeting? Who was a part of that meeting?
I only remember Coach Nugent. That's the only coach I can remember from that meeting vividly.
So here you are getting ready for the NFL draft. And look, you did really well at the combine. And that was really the last activity prior to the COVID-19 shutting things down. What kind of feedback were you getting at the combine?
A lot of different coaches were coming up to me and telling me, I did a good job. People were, I was just seeing different reports like, my stock is rising and different things like that. And I was getting a lot of positive feedback after the combine.
So here it is, draft day, and look, we're already in a pandemic, and this is April, and you go 24th overall to the New Orleans Saints. What was your reaction? I'm sure it was sheer jubilation.
Yeah, that night is actually funny because the Saints, they took a while to pick. I didn't think they were going to call me. That was the last thing I was expecting. I remember sitting on my couch telling everybody, just saying out loud, like, I wish they would hurry up and pick somebody so we can, so we can get moving. And then next, my phone rings like 10 seconds later, like right after I said that, my phone just starts ringing. Then it was just pure disbelief, just a bunch of raw emotion just came out in that moment.
Who called you? Was it Sean or Mickey or both?
Both.
Initially, was it Sean?
No, it was Mickey at first.
What did he say to you?
Man, I couldn't remember. I was crying. All I remember was him saying that we're drafting you, and that's all I can remember.
Caesar, I know you're just getting started in your NFL career, but from the 10-year-old Caesar Ruiz to now, where you are in the National Football League, a number one draft pick, how does that feel? Like, how do you wrap your head around that? Did it take you maybe 24 hours to think, man, I started playing when I was 10, now I'm playing as a pro?
Yeah. It is sometimes, unbelievable. I mean, it's believable, but sometimes, like, it's amazing, especially where I come from, just my city in general. A lot of times the odds are against us where I'm from, and to be able to overcome all that adversity and all those distractions and be where I am today is truly a blessing.
And you landed in a good spot, obviously a winner, and a good coach, Dan Rauscher. What has he meant for your development?
Yeah, he's an amazing coach. He's all about, making sure I'm the best player that I can be. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. But something has to be fixed. He'll let me know it has to be fixed. If I'm doing something right, he'll let me know if I'm doing something right. He's really on top of me. He really makes sure I get things done the right way.
How comfortable are you with Ryan Ramczyk being able to communicate with him as well?
Oh, I love it. I love it, man. Playing on the offensive line with a bunch of guys, you know, that have at least, you know, Eric has one under his belt, but you would think he has more. You know, just a bunch of those guys with all that experience, communication is amazing, you know. We get a lot of things communicated throughout the offensive line.
Cesar Ruiz, Saints rookie offensive lineman here on the Player Show on Sports Talk. And the Chicago Bears Sunday, Akeem Hicks, I'm sure you know about him. And what do you see when you watch him on film?
Yeah, he's a really powerful player. Been in the league for quite a while too. So he's a vet who has that experience, and it's something I'm really looking forward to.
What does that front do in particular, Cesar? Like, what's some of the challenges they could present you guys?
They're a pretty talented front, you know, with Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and just those guys up front, and along their defensive line they're pretty talented. But for us, you know, it's just for us is, you know, playing football and really being really sharp on our technique.
All right, Cesar, we got the business out of the way. We could talk Bears, Saints for an hour if you or I really wanted to, but nonetheless, so let's get to know Cesar Ruiz off the field, not the football player, but the man. First off, growing up, this Halloween weekend, growing up, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
I think my favorite Halloween costume, I gotta find this picture. I think my mom has it, but I was Superman, right? With a black Afro wig. A really big Afro wig.
was he the superhero you rooted for, or was it Spider-Man, Captain America?
I was a really big Spider-Man kid growing up. But I guess at that time I was going to be Superman because he had the muscles.
He had the muscles, and he can spin back time. You know, he can literally make time go back in time. Cesar Ruiz here, Saints offensive lineman, joining us. And Cesar, why number 51?
I originally changed the number 51 in college because, you know, 50. I wore 52 in high school, but 52 was taken when I got to college. And my favorite player growing up was Mike Pouncey, and Mike wore 51, so I changed that. It was a perfect time for me to change my number in college to 51. And ever since then, you know, I just kept it, and I decided to start to build my own legacy around it.
Did anybody remind you of who wore number 51 in black and gold in the past?
I was reminded, and it's honestly a true honor to be able to wear here.
All right, so favorite New Orleans food, Cesar?
You know, I haven't been able to really go out and go to any restaurants, but I've had some cooking, like some actual like home cooked New Orleans food. I can't really say what's my favorite, but it's definitely different. You know, like the shrimp. I've had shrimp here, and the shrimp is actually different here. You know, you got to actually like peel it off and do stuff like that. You know, back home, I'm just used to taking the shrimp and just eating it here. You got to do some work to eat a lot of shellfish, so it's really fresh. But, I just love New Orleans food, man. I mean, it's just good, seasoned well. Everything's just good, man. You can tell it's made with love.
Have you been able to get outdoors and do anything outdoors? Is Sportsman's Paradise. Have you been able to do any of that or no?
Nah, I've just been facility and back home, you know, just trying to stay away from everything right now.
Sure.
Until things cool down. Now I don't really have people here to do anything with, really. So I just facility and home.
You mentioned you grew up kind of watching Mike Pouncey, and was there any other players that you kind of fashion your game after?
Growing up, I had a lot of favorite players. Mike Pouncey was definitely the guy I favored my game after, but my all-time favorite players were like Larry Fitzgerald was somebody that was like my favorite player before I even started playing football. He was just somebody that I just like, so something about him, man, I was like, as a kid, I was like, man, that guy's great. You know what I'm saying? And that was definitely one player I could say was probably my favorite player before I even started to play the game of football.
did you know that you were a year, not even 2 years old, when Drew Brees was drafted? Now you're playing with him.
Yeah. I remember I was talking to guys about it in the locker room, man. I was just like, wow, like, Drew was throwing touchdowns and all that before I was even born. You know, he was doing all that amazing stuff before I was even thought of.
Think about this. You started playing at 10, started playing football at 10. You were 11 when the Saints won their Super Bowl in 2009. Yeah. Do you remember watching him when you were 11? Can you recollect memories?
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember staying up late, getting in trouble because it was past my bedtime. And I remember watching the Saints that Super Bowl. I believe man, I really hope I'm not wrong, but the tight end was Jeremy Shockey.
Yes, he was.
I remember he scored a acrobatic type touchdown there, and that's just one thing I can't forget about that Super Bowl game.
Yeah, he caught a slant. The acrobatic play you're talking about, I think, is a Lance Moore 2-point conversion, where it was wild. He caught it and kind of fell on the ground and kind of tumbled over and broke the plane, and then a Colts player kicked the ball out of his hand, but it already broke the plane. They ended up not calling it, and Sean Payton and company challenged it and getting it back. But nonetheless, I just think that's pretty neat. So you remember the Saints winning that Super Bowl?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, Caesar, favorite movie?
Training Day.
Oh, okay. I like it. That's one of my favorites as well. Favorite comedy?
Favorite comedy?
Yeah.
It will have to be one of the Fridays.
Okay.
Probably the first one.
Yeah, that's the first one's usually the best in any of the twos or threes. No matter what the series, the first one's usually the best. Hey, who's the biggest jokester?
Yeah.
Who's the biggest jokester along the offensive line?
Oh man, it's a lot. The biggest jokester.
Like the funny guy, the comedian.
It's probably Derek Kelly.
Okay. He's the comic relief of the group?
Yeah, man. It's almost like anything he says is just like hilarious most of the time.
Any examples that you would be willing to share on Family Radio?
It's hard to impersonate him. You know, it's not what he says, it's how he says things, you know. He has that real southern, you know, country vibe to him. And it's just the way he says things is just so funny.
What do you do, Caesar, to escape from football? And you told me earlier it's really been about football, the facility to the house, and that's it. But when you want to not think about football during an off season or just kind of escape and have a mind melt, everybody needs those no matter what. What do you do?
I just come home. I get my mind off things out either. Watch a movie, but most of the time, like on my free time and just things to get my mind off of football and just to wind down, I play Call of Duty for a good amount of time. Now I started getting into like live streaming and stuff like that. Just gets my mind to another area.
Cats or dogs or both? What's your preference?
Dogs. I cats. I hope nobody gets offended by this, but cats are horrible.
Just not a cat fan, huh?
Nah, man.
You have a dog now?
My mom has two dogs. I don't know what kind of dogs they are, but they're two little puppies.
Very well. Stick around, Caesar. We got more to come. It is the Players Show here on Sports Talk on WWL. Our guest here on the Players Show is Saints offensive lineman Caesar Ruiz. Caesar, if you had a message to craft to young players that are trying to get where you are, become a National Football League player, regardless of position, what would you tell them a key element might be?
Honestly, I think the key element is really just being able to convince yourself that anything is possible. You know, nothing's impossible. Really, I think that's one thing. And when I say that, I mean, it's not just like, hey, you're going to wake up one day and be in NFL because you believe that it was possible. You got to understand what it takes and understand how serious it is. So I say, you know, take football serious and really just believe in yourself.
Caesar, have you had a welcome to the NFL moment, and when was it, where you realized, all right, yeah, this is professional stuff?
Yeah. I had a few. It's really just really like my first and beginning of training camp when I was going against Sheldon Rankins and Big O and those guys like that. And I was just like, wow, they're pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, they knew some stuff. They were able to do things and pick things apart that I was doing so fast and so quickly. And that was one of my, like, welcome to the NFL moments. So it was like, all right, I got to really get on top of my game in order to, you know, stop these guys.
Didn't have a lot of those guys in the Big Ten. A great conference, but not like that, right?
None at all.
How much are you, speaking of Big O, David Onyemata, and Sheldon Rankins, how much feedback are they able to give you about, hey, this is what I'm trying to exploit with when they're facing you and help you fix those things that might get you beat in another matchup?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when I was going against those, when I was facing them in practice and stuff, you know, and they would beat me or, you know, stuff like that, you know, I would ask them, you know, after practice, or, you know, still today I ask them, hey, what makes you want to do this? When I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you see in the offensive lineman that makes you want to go inside, or that makes you want to do a certain move? Like, what are you looking for and things like that?
Self-scout for me. What would you say your biggest strength is?
I definitely say my biggest strength is definitely my ability to, I think my biggest strength is like my ability to keep my feet in the right position. You know, I'm able to recover fast and things like that, and pass protection and run blocks and stuff like that. When guys go in different directions by just following my feet.
Caesar, because of the pandemic, you haven't been able to really experience the passionate fan base down here. But have veterans talked about what that building is like over there in the Superdome when it's jam-packed?
Oh, every week the guys tell me about it. Every home game, the guys tell me about it. Like, man, when this stadium's packed, it's crazy.
How anxious are you to get close to that? I mean, just to see a little semblance of it. I get the pandemic and everybody's got to be safe, but was it kind of neat to have 3,000 last week?
Yeah, it was neat. It was great to have some fans last week. But I mean, I'm really excited, you know, to experience, you know, the whole stadium being full. You know, at Michigan we had about 112,000.
The big house.
Yeah.
Is that house, is that stadium built into, is almost underground, so to speak?
Yeah, it's underground.
Yeah, it's kind of built into the, I think, the side. I'm not exactly sure. I probably should just leave it alone because I can't describe it. But I remember somebody telling me that it's kind of built almost into a side of a hill or something like that. Toughest guy you blocked in college, Caesar?
Toughest guy I blocked? Probably. Does it have to be in the game?
No.
Definitely Maurice Hurst. Definitely toughest guy I blocked, and he was my teammate, and he gave me the welcome to college. You know what I'm saying? He was a fifth year senior. I mean, he was big, strong, quick. You know, he's probably the best guy I went against in college.
Besides video games, do you have any other hobbies?
You know, besides that, I don't really do much. You know,
prior to the pandemic season. Prior to the pandemic, Caesar, would you describe yourself as a homebody anyway?
Yes, 100%. I don't really go outside much.
That's just your personality. Are you more of an introvert than an extrovert?
Nah, I'm not introverted at all. I'm actually really outgoing when I get around people. I don't really like being outside that much unless I have to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. All right, Caesar, we will wrap this thing up next here on Sports Talk on WWL. As we wrap up with Saints offensive lineman Caesar Ruiz, Caesar, you have how many big brothers do you have?
Zero. I'm the oldest.
Oh, so you're the oldest.
All the siblings.
Okay. You lost your father tragically early in your life. Who helped you? Obviously, your mother helped, but who were some of the male figures you looked up to growing up?
Really, it was a lot of it was really, aside from my mother, it was really my coaches. My little league coaches, high school coaches, and, you know, guys like that who always had great intentions and always saw the best in me. And I can definitely say those are the guys that were really like my role models.
That's tough, losing your father at 8 when he was trying to, as I understand it, help someone change their tire and got hit. Terrible.
Yeah.
Caesar Ruiz, Saints offensive lineman here on the Player Show on Sports Talk. Caesar, before you guys go up there to Chicago, just describe how you guys, the mood of the team. You guys feel pretty confident right now?
Definitely confident and, definitely, hungry and, just working hard every day.
Caesar, it was a pleasure having you for the hour, man. Great job. And hopefully we'll get you on in the future. Normally when we do these shows outside of a pandemic, we're sitting down eating some good food at a restaurant and talking a little bit more face-to-face. So hopefully one day we'll get to that, but certainly appreciate your time. And once again, good luck up there in Chicago on Sunday, and thanks for giving us an hour of your time.
Thank you.
Right, there you go, Caesar Ruiz, Saints offensive lineman, here on the Player Show. It's tragic the way he lost his father. I mean, his father, he was 8 years old, as I understand it, and his dad was trying to help a motorist on the side of the road change his tire and got struck by another vehicle and killed him. It was terrible reading about that, doing some research on the interview with Caesar Ruiz. But as you said, see, that's where, coaches, youth coaches and high school coaches can really have an impact on a player's life. In situations like Caesar Ruiz, lost his father young and was able to provide a good, positive role model for him. So that's one of the many great things about sports, not just football, but about sports in general, is the life lessons you learn maybe outside of the home. All right, that's a wrap here for Sports Talk. Mark Menard, great job as always. Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program. Thank you. And, of course, our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Fans of the Pros tomorrow with Deuce and Zach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.